SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, an Iraq War veteran and member of the powerful Senate Committees on Intelligence and Armed Services, is blasting the White House for not helping the Israelis.
President Biden is already waffling and wavering barely 3 weeks after the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust.
And Cotton warns that humanitarian aid to Gaza will be diverted to anti-Israel fighters by the territory's governing body, Hamas.
When aid is sent to Gaza, it's not diverted by Hamas. It's not commandeered by Hamas. It is accepted by Hamas. And yes, there are women and children and nursing infants in Gaza. Does anyone really think that they will be first in line for the water and food and the medicine that we're supposed to send to Gaza? No.
Also at SRNnews.com, trade and economic officials from the Group of Seven wealthy democracies have strengthened their pledge to work together to ensure smooth supply chains for essentials like energy and food despite global uncertainties.
The nations promised in a statement to maintain what they called a free and fair trading system at the end of a recent two-day meeting in Osaka. Worries are growing about maintaining a stable supply of computer chips, as well as essential minerals like lithium, which are critical these days amid the demand for electric vehicles and other green energy. The G7 includes the U.S., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Britain.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Former President Barack Obama has been directing President Biden on artificial intelligence. Aides to both men say Obama has been meeting behind the scenes with tech companies, as well as holding a number of Zoom meetings with top aides in the West Wing. This is SRN News. Well, another effort to expand euthanasia in Canada.
Advocates are urging the government to allow people with drug addictions to kill themselves. Dr. David Martel of Nova Scotia Health told the recent Canadian Society of Addiction Medicine, quote, "It's not fair to exclude people from physician-assisted suicide purely because their mental disorder might be a substance use disorder." Ever since Canada legalized euthanasia in 2016, eligibility has been expanded time and time again. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of the oldest churches in America getting a makeover, St. Nicholas Church, is a Russian Orthodox house of worship on the outskirts of Alaska's biggest city and is packed with religious icons. But the 128-year-old log building has seen better days. Refurbishment project being paid for with a $350,000 grant from the National Park Service. This is SRN News. Toyota is not advising owners of nearly 2 million recalled SUVs to park them outdoors.
Even though U.S. safety investigators have four complaints about engine fires that can start with the vehicle's ignitions turned off. This week's recall came as safety regulators were investigating engine fires caused by battery problems in the RAV4s. And while not advising people to park the SUVs outdoors, Toyota is urging owners to take their vehicles to a dealer soon so technicians can make sure replacement batteries were installed properly. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Mark Zuckerberg's latest martial arts sparring session has sent him to the operating table. The Meta platform CEO posting on social media he tore an ACL while training for a fight earlier this year, or early next year. A photo he posted on Instagram shows him in a hospital bed with his left knee elevated. More details at SRNnews.com.